It's Monday, August 26th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll finds that 70% of Americans have a, quote, deep and boiling anger for the political establishment. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren takes a jab at Joe Biden during a record-setting rally in Seattle. And lastly, Axios reports that Trump wants to stop hurricanes from hitting the U.S. by bombing them with nuclear weapons.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll released Sunday finds that 70% of Americans believe the political system in the United States is rigged. In 2015, 39% of Republicans and 44% of Democrats said a feeling of anger at the political establishment defined them, quote, very well. The poll also found that despite Americans' overall satisfaction with the state of the economy and their own personal finances, a majority say they are anxious about the country's economic future and pessimistic about the country they're leaving for the next generation. Bloomberg reports that Elizabeth Warren drew applause from an estimated 15,000 people in Seattle as she promised to tax the rich and overturn the Supreme Court's ruling that lifted campaign finance restrictions. Warren, speaking to the biggest rally audience of her campaign so far, promised to halt drilling and mining on federal lands. She also thanked Washington Governor Jay Inslee, who just dropped his climate-centered campaign, for bringing attention to the issue and called him, quote, one of the finest governors in America. Warren did not pass on an opportunity to knock Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden in front of the record-setting crowd. When asked how she'd defeat Trump, Warren said, quote, we're not going to win this by just saying not Trump. I know how to fight and I know how to win.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Axios reports that Donald Trump has suggested multiple times to senior security officials that they should think about using nuclear bombs to stop hurricanes from hitting the United States. According to sources in the room during one hurricane briefing at the White House, Trump said, quote, I got it. Why don't we nuke them? Four more years, guys. According to sources in the room during one hurricane briefing at the White House, Trump said, quote, I got it. Why don't we nuke them? They start forming off the coast of Africa as they're moving across the Atlantic. We drop a bomb inside the eye of the hurricane and it disrupts it. Why can't we do that? When asked about the reaction to Trump's idea, one source told Axios that the briefer simply replied, quote, sir, we'll look into that. Yeah, because how else do you respond to a maniac? So yeah. Just try to get yourself out of this situation as quickly as possible. The sources went on to say that Trump's bomb the hurricanes idea, which he floated before John Bolton took over as national security advisor, went nowhere and never entered a formal policy process. So thanks, John Bolton, I guess. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
NBC News reports that the top Democratic presidential campaigns are taking the possibility of a contested convention seriously and have begun wooing the party's 700-plus superdelegates, who, thanks to a new rule, will only get to weigh in on a nominee if next year's primaries and caucuses fail to produce a clear winner. The Alabama Republican Party passed a resolution calling for the expulsion of Representative Ilhan Omar from Congress for, quote, anti-American sentiments. Even if passed, the racist resolution will not lead to Omar's expulsion, as it is not binding on members of Congress, and the Democratic Party controls the House of Representatives. The AP is reporting that Trump, under pressure to scale back a U.S.-China trade war, partly blamed for a global economic slowdown, said this morning that the two sides will begin serious negotiations soon. And CNN reports that the Cherokee Nation announced that it intends to appoint a delegate to the U.S. House of Representatives, asserting for the first time a right promised to the tribe in a nearly 200-year-old treaty with the federal government.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.